This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE's latest plan for expanding WIP, 3 new drifts, and 2 new waste disposal panels. Were you wondering about the next step in the Department of Energy's piecemeal approach to expanding the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP? You don't have to wait any longer. Last week, DOE held a virtual public meeting on a new permit modification request to the New Mexico Environment Department. That request includes mining 3 new access drifts to the west of the existing underground disposal site starting next month. In total, DOE plans 5 new west access drifts, approximately 2,400 feet long. From the new drifts, 2 new waste disposal panels would be constructed directly to the south of the proposed Shaft 5. When asked what regulatory agency gave DOE permission to begin mining before the public comment period ends on October 4th, it responded that it gave itself permission. So here we go again. DOE trying to move forward with construction before the required public comment period ends. However, the New Mexico Environment Department can prevent the mining now until there is a final decision on the permit modification, which could take at least 18 months. You may be asking yourself, what is WIP and why should I care? WIP is the country's only underground disposal site for waste generated from the production of nuclear weapons. The waste is contaminated with radioactive plutonium that must be isolated from the environment. WIP is located in a salt formation 2,150 feet below ground surface, about 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. WIP was supposed to stop receiving waste in 2024 after 25 years of operation. Although WIP is not supposed to be the only disposal site, DOE has made no attempts to find another site. Rather, it is spending tax dollars to double the disposal space and keep WIP open forever. DOE says the proposed panels are quote-unquote replacement panels 11 and 12, claiming they are needed because of space lost, including from the radiological release on February 14, 2014. 22 workers were exposed and 8,000 feet of the underground were contaminated. Some observe that the proposed panels should be named the quote-unquote mismanagement panels because of the large amount of space that was left unfilled or contaminated. Each new panel would have 7 rooms, each 300 feet in length, 33 feet wide, and 14 feet high. A local community group, the Stop Forever WIP Coalition, has prepared a sample public comment letter you can find at stopforeverwhip.org. Comments are due by 5 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time on Monday, October 4th. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.